The Illinois Senate Human Services Committee is in Carbondale today, where they're hosting a hearing to learn more about how the budget impasse is affecting social service agencies all over this region. The chair of that committee, State Senator Daniel Biss of Evanston, is with us in studio. Thanks for coming in, Senator.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
I would assume that you've probably already heard quite a bit about how the budget impasse is affecting social service agencies. Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose to come to Carbondale today?
Well, the impact of what's not been done in Springfield on our state's ability to provide social services has just been unconscionable. And you're seeing all manner of different services, from public health departments to domestic violence services and other key things that the most vulnerable people among us rely upon, just gradually shutting down. And it's absolutely unacceptable. And it's really, I think, important for as many people in the state as possible to view what's being done through the lens of what are the consequences for people? What does this really mean for people in our communities? I think there's a tendency to kind of politicize the coverage and make it about a political battle. Let's focus on what matters, which is how it's impacting people. So there were a group of service providers from Southern Illinois who I think, frankly, feel like they're being ignored. And they asked if we would hold a hearing. And I said, this is what this committee exists for. If we can't come to Carbondale, allow service providers from this region of the state to get on the record and explain what's being done to their ability to provide services to the most vulnerable among us, then if we can't do that, what's the committee for?
I'm sure you're aware that so many of the counties in this region are among the poorest in the entire state. We've heard of social service agencies that have had to close, others that have merged with other social service agencies, which doesn't necessarily make the picture any better. It just makes a little bit easier to cover those areas. So there are people that are going without services, and they're really upset about it. How
they
do you answer
be.
Them?
I mean, they should be. This is not theoretical. There are more people homeless in Illinois today because of this. As we sit here in early November with the coldest time of the year right ahead of us, we are allowing people to live without a home because we are choosing not to solve the state's budget problems. There are agencies that have closed down. There are many more agencies that have laid off people and are starting to scale back their programs. By the way, they have no choice but to first scale back the programs that rely on state aid, which are often those that help people who have literally nowhere else to go. It's just not okay.
So where is the compromise? Why aren't lawmakers and the governor able to reach a middle ground here?
Well, when this all began, the governor has a long list of changes, mostly about organized labor and collective bargaining and unions that he thinks are important for the state of Illinois. Now, I personally disagree. Some agree, some disagree. But that's a huge contentious debate. It's the kind of thing that caused all those protests in Madison with Scott Walker. It's the kind of things that have caused huge referenda and so forth in Ohio and big fights in Michigan, Indiana. These are difficult issues that we have an obligation to the governor to listen to and to discuss. But he has somehow decided we don't get to pass a budget until we do all that stuff. And I just think if that's the recipe here, then we're going to go without a budget for a very long time. These are not issues the legislature is prepared to move on. And I would suggest that the governor should try to persuade us instead of hold innocent people hostage.
Getting back to your hearing and the fact that so many social service agencies are really struggling just to keep the doors open and the lights on, there are a lot of people who are looking at the way the state is functioning, and they see that many state workers are being paid. They see that some programs are continuing because of court orders and other mandates. How are social service agencies in that mix?
Social service agencies and higher education are the two parts of state government that have been left out in the cold. And it's a really long, complicated story to explain why the different things that are being paid are being paid. It's a patchwork of court orders and consent decrees and continuing appropriations and so forth. In any case, what's left is really human services that provide for the most vulnerable and higher education. So as I sit here as the chairman of the Human Services Committee in a radio studio in the basement of a building at Southern Illinois University, I see in a very clear way that some of the aspects of state government that Southern Illinois is most reliant upon have just come to a standstill. And it's important that the state employees be paid, don't get me wrong, but that's not the only thing the state needs to do. And these other things that are not happening are important, they're meaningful, and stopping them is harming a lot of people for no good reason.
And of course, that hearing today is coming up at 10 o'clock. It's in the SIUC Student Center Ballroom B. Lots of agencies already scheduled to testify, but this is a public hearing. People can come?
Absolutely. It's a public hearing. And really, the purpose is to allow those agencies to give voice, to explain what this state inability to pass a budget is done to their ability to in turn provide services. And I think the more people who are there, who hear, who listen, who then are spurred to action and then push the governor and the legislature to reach a resolution, the better off we'll be. So to those who are available to join us in the Student Center at 10 in the morning, we'd be honored to have you.
Sure. State Senator Daniel Biss is the chair of the Senate Human Services Committee. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.